Thanks for tuning into Pogo City Radio. Let's get started with the Doors.
I had some schooling, but that threw me away. For being in prison and refusing to pray. But still, I'm grateful for the things that I learned. And I
in with the Doors on tonight's Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. You know, when I say us, I mean the rest of the Pogo crew, talking about the lovely rude girl Jessica and Sean Bedlam.
What's going on, Pogo Land? Good shows.
Good to hear from you, Jess. Good to hear from you. So what's been up with you this week, sweetheart?
Fucking shit, I guess. Work. Shit. Work, shit. Work, sleep. Work, sleep.
Work,
take care
drink,
of my kids.
Sleep,
yeah,
repeat.
Yeah,
work,
yeah,
drink.
Exactly.
Jessica, the working man. All right, what's going on, Sean?
Just hanging out. I mean, whether you out there in Pogo Land like it or not, I've been gone for a couple weeks, but now I'm back, so get used to it.
There you go. Sean's back. Jessica running out of the room as she so regularly does. But thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for tuning in to WPDG Reading Easton Peaburg. You guys just heard the Dwarves with You've Gotta Burn coming off The Dwarves Are Young and Good Looking.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a little fucking tired. We're getting a bit of
a
late start tonight. Just came from some World Poison band practice. So, yeah, you know, first show is in, I don't know, a fucking week, I think. Shit. Just had the first practice.
What's the date on that? You guys playing up in...
The 5th in Scranton.
Scranton, yeah.
And then on the 19th in Nazareth.
Okay.
And there's also another show going on the 5th. as well. That's over at the Alternative Gallery. But I ain't got this shit pulled up in front of me right now. We have nothing ready. No songs ready. No shows ready. Just a couple of beers.
Yeah.
But let's do a little bit of... Actually, let's talk about this beer. I got some Guinness Blonde American Lager. I'm all about them blondes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who isn't, really?
Tastes pretty good. First time I've had it. I'm not a Guinness guy either, like, by any means.
Those were a gift from Pat Hay from Hay Trash Disasters. He asked me a couple weeks ago if Dino could borrow my drum kit to play a show. So he borrowed the drum kit, and then when he returned it, as a thank you, he gave me a 6-pack of that Guinness Blonde. So it's been sitting in the fridge. I haven't really been drinking it, but I brought it over tonight. I had only like 3 left, so I drank a couple, and now you're getting to enjoy it. So I got more beer, so it's not like we're running dry or anything here.
All right. Let's get back over to the tunes. Kick it out with some Agent Orange and Bloodstains. All right, we're going to keep moving right along with a cover here. Do a little bit of a Casualties coming off the Who's in Control EP. Covering Blitz. 4Q.
4Q.
On Pogo City Radio. Oi, oi.
You're never wrong.
The Casualties. Now, that record there is the first time that the remaining members of the Casualties right now are all in the band. So it's on Rick, yeah. Meggers, and Jake. It's first time that them three on a release. So there you go. But now that we have the time, let's get some details about these upcoming gates. First, gigs. First of all, August 5th, Punk Rock at the Alternative Gallery. Now, that's going down 707 North 4th Street. Bands on at 5. Hate Trash Disaster and Anti-Citizen, plus a few more. I think Sick 86 is also on the bill. But you guys can head out to that show in Allentown and then, you know, fly up 33, go up 80, 81, 380. Hit up all them highways. Hit up all them highways and meet us up in Scranton for Bones' memorial benefit. And that's going down New Penny, and that's 1827 North Main Avenue. Things don't get start moving till 9. So like I said, remember, hit up that gallery show and then hit up this Scranton show and come see me with World Poison along with Vow, Slapjaw, and Earth Mouth. There you go. So we got some punk rock in the valley and some punk rock up north coming up for you guys. So how's everybody doing out there in the Peanut Gallery? Sean, what's up with you? I hear you got a new work schedule, so you're going to be around a little bit more, be hitting up some more shows. You're not going to be such a bitch all the time.
Whatever. Fuck you. Yeah, I was a Sunday worker, which
meant you couldn't have fun on Saturday.
So I don't know if there's.
I'm not sure. You're a pussy. Is that why?
Pussy.
Come on. Come on, come at me, bro.
Vagina.
Yeah.
Don't mind Sean. Vagina. He just has a little sand in his vagina.
I work on Sundays. At least I was up until starting not this week, but the week after. I'm not going to be working on Sundays anymore, so you might see me around a little bit more on Saturdays.
You're
going to
grace us with your presence.
Yeah.
There you go. See, Sean never makes any of the good Saturday shows, and it seems like most of the shows on Saturday are the bigger shows.
Yeah.
And usually Sean misses like half of them because he's a bitch. I mean, that's really all it comes down to is Sean's a giant
pussy,
giant vagina.
Yep.
All right. Let's get back to the music, and why don't we do a little bit of Lars and the Bastards with Subterranean?
I love this song.
Belly of the city, see the sign. I'm monopolizing us with the secret. or mission drive. I'm the antichrist, a poltergeist. I demand a sacrifice. I ain't so nice, so be advised. You empty guys survive. Mocking screams of laughter after you. I'm coming after. I'm the pride that brings the rapture. That the seals are open wide. Showed up loaded, got pissed off and exploded. Yelling at Wesley Skin for spilling beer. Terry Root came on in to calm it all down. Said, come on man, we all gotta be in here. Dingle fighting is a war, going Ravelline poor. Leisha's got a problem with the mannequin. Gave him Burl and some girl with the end of the world. Looking for weed, dough in a hand. Gordy's lighting fire, shooting dope, slashing tires. Brian Giffen's lying about the girls he's pulling them. Rabbit smoking crack saying, I got a problem. Drinking too much and doing heroin. Skin and glory got the glory. Posse's face a different story. Benny stole the sign right off a caravan. Becker got a job there and went out on the nod. Knucklehead went to jail again. Oh yeah! Up as all those guys, but you know, that's just the way I remember it. The Skunks, yeah, the crew of the Skunks. That song's for all you guys, you know, past, the present, the dead, or the alive. I'll always remember you.
Lars and the Bastards on Pogo City Radio.
Fucking radio.
Radio, 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 radio. All right, all right, all right. So, anybody have anything fun and interesting going on?
I don't think so. I think we're a boring bunch of bitches.
Boring bunch of bitches. I mean, there's
we're
some
BBB.
Good. There's some good shows coming up. I mean,
we all got kids here.
Yeah, some interesting things happen. Sean, tell me something interesting that happened with your kid this week.
Oh. My kid's shit in the tub.
He was telling me about this.
We were giving him a bath, and like normally, like before, he would make an announcement of when he was going to shit by either grunting really loud or he would cry because he was constipated a lot. So it would hurt. So he would cry when he was pooping. Not this time, and
never
not, it
had
hasn't
that
been
happen.
Like that for a while now. So we were giving a bath. I swear to God, I turned my head for like a second, and Mary was like, "He shit in the tub," and it was floating there. Like,
at least
it was
wasn't
like
diarrhea.
One big
you would
one
have had
and like three or four like little guys just floating in there with all his toys that he's got in there and everything. We had the fucking
just floating around with
Dory
from.
Maybe anyone that has kids out there in Pogo Land knows what I'm talking about.
Sean was
I feel
also
like someone out there has had the same experience at least one time.
Sean
we
was
had to
also
put on fucking like rubber gloves and pull that shit out of the tub.
Biohazard type
and throw
style.
It in the goddamn toilet. It was disgusting.
Yeah, never has that happened to us.
Sean was talking about how he knows he feels like he gets more children's television TV songs stuck in his head than punk rock now.
Yeah, I do. It's kind of depressing, actually.
I used to be like that. It'll pass. It'll pass, man.
Well, here's a song that you want to get stuck in your head, and that's a little bit of Mike Blank's The Stabs.
I get high by night, I'm feeling fine. Don't worry, baby.
starting them off young. That's how you do it on Pogo City Radio. Now, we don't play nearly enough stabs on here, so let's go for number two.
Your mama says, oh, God.
This wasn't a fucking show. I'd be playing three. My best. Love that album. Love that album. You guys can hear that album over on Pogo City Radio's YouTube. Just go to YouTube. Type in Mike Blanks on the Stabs.
Awesome,
it comes right up.
Awesome
type in
video.
Pogo City Radio. Just get everywhere.
No, I'm thinking of Chinese Rocks video. That
go to
made.
PogoCityRadio.com. Yeah, go check out the little
Pogo City
China.
Radio is fucking everywhere. You can go fucking anywhere on the internet and probably find it, right?
Tattoo that shit to your forehead. Go to PogoCityRadio.com. Email us, staff at PogoCityRadio.
You'll be praying to us one day.
You guys can hit us up on the Pogogram. We always got some awesome pictures on the Pogogram, Instagram, and Pogo Book, Facebook, you know. Hit us up on the Pogo Book, Pogogram. Pogo is everywhere. I want everything to be like Adam West Batman style. Like, you know, hand me the bat spray.
Or we have a light shining in the sky constantly that says Pogo City Radio.
That's cool too.
Yeah.
We should like drill it into the moon.
That.
We should drill it into the moon. That's what, just Pogo City Radio. Just drill. All
right, we need to start a we'll start one of those fucking
GoFundMe.
The Pogo City Radio space program to send all of us to the moon to drill that shit into the fucking face of the
That's
moon.
Right. So
it will no longer be the man in the moon. It'll be the
Pogo.
Or
the
we
moon.
Can just start a cult. That would be cool too.
I kind of want to just start like a serial killers club. I just want everybody to worship me and do whatever I say.
They have to worship
me all
too, motherfucker.
Their money and their sex.
So if you're into that, just hit us up at Pogo.
Staff at PogoCityRadio.com.
Or Facebook.
Or if you want to be in the Serial Killer Club, if you want to be in the cult, or if you want to donate to send us to the moon to drill the Pogo City Radio logo into it big enough to where you can see it from Earth. So there you go. let's get back to some of the tunes. And why don't we
go... play some Abrasive Wheels? I asked her for some Abrasive Wheels.
I guess we could do some Abrasive Wheels with a little bit of Just Another Punk Band. Abrasive Wheels for Sean Bedlam.
Fucking A, right.
Now, they're on tour with somebody, aren't they? With the Descendants. They're on tour with the Descendants.
Are they really?
Yes.
I know. I was going to say, this is a little like down the line, but they are playing at Take This Burden, Shove It Fest this year.
With the Pissed.
I've seen the lineup.
Oh,
I
the Pissed is getting
the Pissed
heated
is
up.
Definitely on
the
there.
The Pissed is getting heated up. I want to hear Street
A lot of
punk.
The other bands that are on that bill, I'm sure there's going to be more added to it, but the Abrasive Wheels are definitely one of the headlining bands, so fucking go down to Philly, I think the day after Thanksgiving is when it starts, to go see the Abrasive Wheels.
Damn right. So the Abrasive Wheels are on tour with the Descendants. So why don't we do a little bit of Pervert coming off I Don't Want to Grow Up 1985.
Sir, you're the only one.
The Descendants on Pogo City Radio.
That's now, my favorite Descendants song.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my, probably my favorite Descendants song too. But
I know I'm a little bigger on the Descendants than you guys are. I'm not like religiously like involved with them. Like I don't like fucking love them, but their first two albums are fucking fantastic. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I agree. The first two albums are definitely worth playing. Without a doubt. Now, we were talking about a little Take This Bird and Shove It Fest going down in Philly. A lot more bands to be confirmed. But the big ones right now, Abrasive Wheels and The Pissed. I am definitely looking forward to see The Pissed. I have never seen The Pissed. I had this album, and I no longer have it. But let's get to a little bit of The Pissed and do my favorite track, Street Punk. Coming off Ideas Are Bulletproof.
Going out tonight just to have some fun and no one's looking for a fight. We're greeted with hostility by everyone we meet. Just pass them off by with the kids on the street. You think that you may know us, or maybe know our type, cause you can see me on the media. You don't believe the hype. Get hassled by the cops. You know it's not a fault, but when the law caters to the rich, it's time for an assault.
Street Punks in the city. Let's Street Punks at the show. The kids are here, and the kids are pissed. Yeah, the kids are ready to go.
There are some of us who care, and some don't give a shit. We've all got our problems, but we'll make the best of it. Gotta work together towards a common goal, cause if we fight amongst ourselves, we'll soon be under their control. We really don't care about the color of your skin, or if you're gay or straight or boy or girl, we'd rather live within. You don't like our lifestyle, I'll tell you to the screw. We'll get by with what we got, we don't need anything from you.
Three bucks in the city. Last three bucks at the show. The kids are here, and the kids are pissed. Yeah, the kids are ready to go.
Go!
On Pogo City Radio, coming off Ideas Are Bulletproof. Make sure you guys come check them out in Philly at Take This Bird and Shove It in November sometime. I don't have the exact fucking date. You can kiss my ass.
Whatever the day after it's plenty Thanksgiving far away. Is.
So we'll guess and say Black Fridays. I don't know. We're going to throw our Black money Friday. On the 25th.
I think that might actually be this, Doris. 25th or 26th. I think
if I'm right with the 25th, everybody owes me a blowjob. That's all I'm saying.
But nope.
let's keep rocking right along with these motherfucking Pogo tunes. And let's go with a little bit of Banner of Hope and Cheers and Beers.
Cheers and beers to you. Here we are another wasted night. Raise the flag to all my friends. I'm always fired tonight. If you need a hand, I'll be your fist. If you need a cheer, I'll always get a visit. If something goes wrong or something goes right, you won't want to run too far for me. I'm right here by your side. I'll be
Hope.
They're
now,
fucking
good. Yeah.
I'm down with chick singers.
I'm down.
I like chick singers.
I'm down with anybody that was on the Pogo Attack. Now, granted, they had a dude singer on the Pogo Attack, but still, I love any band that was on the Pogo Attack. But, Jess, what are you looking at over there?
Can you talk about that picture?
Yeah, I just found a picture that Renee posted. I guess she took it. It's Mike on the plane, like, fucking assed out. And he has got, like, six drinks in front of him.
The punk invasion.
And then Tim
is
looking all, like, seductive behind him with a little bottle of Jack.
That's a flight I would totally love to be on, too.
I would just love to be at the show in general.
Mike looks peaceful right now. He looks like he's peaceful.
If you were going to go to that show, wouldn't you want to be on the same flight as those guys? Talk about a way to spend a few
Renee
hours
said,
in
this
the,
is
in
how
the
we
air.
Fly.
Join the Mile High Club.
Yeah. It's like the Mile High Club, but like, I don't know.
What I want to know is
shit going on too.
That flight is only like 4 hours, five, and they already are
passed out
and have like
Mike's,
10 drinks in front of each other.
Yeah, Mike's got like 4 or 5 empty cups and like cans just sitting in front of him. He's having fun though.
All right. Why don't we get to the this week's Pogo City wild card, bitches? Yeah. All right. Now we're going to keep it rock and roll on this one and do a little bit of a cover song. Now, once again, the Pogo City Wildcard is where we play something a little off format. Sometimes it's gangster rap. Sometimes it's from the 50s. Last week, it was the Flying Lizards.
I want your money.
With money. And we're going to keep it on the rocking side and do Aerosmith covering the Beatles coming off Permanent Vacation with I'm Down.
You telling lies thinking I can't see. Can't cry 'cause you're laughing at me.
Now, I have to do a little bit of bitching here because I was talking about how we were getting a new drum machine, a new sampler. That shit's expensive as all fuck. They were sending me a free one because that shit fucking broke like a bunch of fucking bullshit, right? So I send it out. The only thing I got to pay for is sending it to them. They're paying for everything else. I haven't gotten this shit. It's been like 3 weeks. And Akai doesn't even know if they received it. They couldn't find it in their computers. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? They said they got to email me back. I'm like, you motherfuckers better have my shit.
That's been gone for a while, that sampler.
I know, that shit pisses me off.
I know, and he sent it priority, so.
Yeah, them rat fucking bastards. Well,
where the hell's the sampler?
if they keep fucking with me, somebody's going to get their head kicked in. I know where we on Pogo City. Lock this away and throw away Arkey tonight, every night, because, you know, they hate us because they ain't us. All right. Well, that was the Anti-Nowhere League with Let's Break the Law, the first single. Just before that, we had the Rizzillos with Somebody's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In. Now, I couldn't introduce that song because I had to go run and take a piss and go grab my Petridge Farm goldfish because I have the munchies.
And like I had 10. To go pee-pee. Because he acts like a 10-year-old boy.
Yep. 10-year-old. 10-inch cock.
Eating his little goldfish.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with wanting to eat goldfish. I live in a house full of kid food like that, so I eat all the goddamn time.
Oh, no, damn right.
This dude lives off of it, though. It's
you
terrible.
Cheez-Its, too.
You know what I take to fucking work every day? A goddamn peanut butter and jelly sandwich and fucking Pringles and goldfish and fucking cookies and shit like that.
Damn right, me too.
When you live in a
and
house,
I weigh like 90 pounds.
You live in the same house as a 1-year-old. That's the shit you take to work. And I don't
dude, when
fuck.
I didn't live in the same house
when
as
you're
children,
an adult,
that's all I
you
ate.
Actually
oh,
make
yeah,
things
yeah, no,
though
I hear
for
you
yourself.
Because I still like I'll eat fucking chicken nuggets and mac and cheese for fucking dinner.
Fucking right.
And every night, and never get sick of it either.
I eat more of my kids' food than my kids eat.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
does.
Exactly. I feel kind of bad sometimes because I'm trying to get my kid like goldfish so he can have a snack, but I'm sitting there eating them like by the fistful while he's
yeah.
eating them too, and then he wants more, and then I'm like, oh shit!
I was like, damn it, do I have to share?
I hate you, man.
I ain't trying to share.
Don't you hate that? Hey, like
I'll give him to him, but like at the same time, I want to fucking eat him too.
I have to like hide things for my kids, like McDonald's. Like, forget about it. Like, I'm high. I have to
and
hide
be
that
be like,
bag.
Mommy, you go to McDonald's?
Yeah, she'll get mad.
Mommy, McDonald's? You go to McDonald's?
I don't hear the end of it.
All right. Let's get back to the music and do one for the lovely
Rude
Girl Jessica with G-I-R-L
R-L.
By the Addicts. Addicts on Pogo City Radio. We're going to keep moving right along. We got just under 10 minutes. Let's do this one for Larry. 999.
I want to show you. Try another plan.
That was 999 on Pogo City Radio with your number. Now, we got just about 5 minutes left, so let's remind you guys about a couple more shows we got going on. One going on August 19th in Nazareth with World Poison, the Drew Getz, Hate Trash Disaster, Admit Nothing, plus a bunch more, Punk Against Terrorism Benefit. So make sure you guys come out and support. And of course, you're going to hear us remind you about August 26th, the Punk Block Party going down at the Alternative Gallery in Allentown, 707 North 4th Street, with Blank 77, the Oi Scouts, the Parasitics, Damn Broads, Sick 86, Clerical Error, Video Massacre, Old Tigers, and the Road Sodas. Make sure you guys get there. Going to be the biggest show of the valley for the summer. You guys won't want to miss it. And for all you people far away, we're going to be streaming it live on the network. We're going to be streaming it live on the podcast, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. It's going to fucking be there. So just be happy and fucking, love that shit up, because it's going to be a killer show. And it's going to be even better if you're there in person. We got two more tracks for you. Let's get the first one going with Chaos UK.
Ronnie seen the nice boy who lived with his mother. He had a good job and he earned a few bob. Nobody expected that he was mad until he drank some beer and went fucking mad. Cause Ronnie had a drink and knew I thought he was fine. Pressure built up with some lager and lime. He took a Stanley knife out of his pocket. He slapped a fucker up and took the rise of the socket. Cause he's out of his brain, real fucked up. He's out of the time, he's gonna slash you up. He picks on anyone that's on their own, and then he told to his mother on the last bus. So it's nothing used to have one in your town. People like Ronnie, roaming around, looking at the bus stop late at night. He's all fed up and he wants to fight, because he's out of his brain, real fucked up. He's out of the town, he's gonna slash you up. He picks on anyone that's on their own, and then he told to his mother on the last bus. So he's on to his mother on the last bus. So he's on to his mother on the last bus. So yeah, he's on to his mother on the last bus. Home.
That was Chaos UK on Pogo City Radio. We're going to get out of here with this next one. Thanks for hanging out with us. The lovely Rude Girl Jessica, Sean Bedlam, and Andy Bedlam.
Started up like any other show. Sunday nights on the radio. Terry played the songs he wanted to hear. And Terry said there's no one else to dare. He gave it all that he had to give. They said it was his only reason to live. Listen to the rock and roll. Terry the DJ, the radio show. He gave us some of that
old jukebox.
Now what do you think of that? Then came the evening of the morning rare. The album found out, I don't know how. We know they tried to lock us up that night, and we were ready for a fight. Terry come on to the air and sing. Said the people waiting for a scene. Down at the black boy they were there in force. And he was right, of course. Give me some
OG, OG.
Giving it all to chat. He used to give us some
OG, OG.
Now what do you think of that? Change the song. They said to tell us that the kids are wrong. They give him one more Sunday night to get it right. That was a night when the girls all cried. That was a night that he said goodbye. Cause no matter who paid him